Hello, and thank you for joining us on Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. I'm Austin Holthouse, and co-hosting with me are Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy founder, Rick Parisi, and Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy head coach, Rob Boyle. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may get your podcasts. You can also listen to us on our website, weekendwarriorshockey.buzzsprout.com. Hello and welcome back to Weekend Warriors Hockey, and we're here for episode 21. I'm Austin, and joining me today is Coach Rob. Rick has just come back from a camp in Shelton, Connecticut, so he is unable to join us today, and he is also prepping, as is Rob, to head out to Tahoe this weekend. So we're in the middle of September, and the camps are in a four weeks in a row. They're going to go to camp, so this, I believe, is week two of those 4 weeks. So the guys are going to get busy here pretty quickly. So Rob, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. What was interesting was last week our ice, the compressor kept going down at the rink, so they couldn't quite keep the ice in a condition where we could skate on it. So I didn't skate for a whole week, and then I played yesterday. I felt really good. I think sometimes I overtrain, whether it's hitting the gym, which I didn't do last week. I just kind of took a week off. So it was kind of nice just to take a week off and recover. And my legs felt good. And maybe I'll cut back on how much I work out these days.
Well, that's what we talked about a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
The recovery time. Recovery time is extremely important. And especially as we get a little bit older, gets a little bit tougher sometimes to recover. Yeah. And so it's a very important part of being physically fit and just allowing your body to kind of get back to normal a little bit before you take off again.
Yeah, I'd been hitting it pretty hard, whether it's gym or playing or doing other stuff since about early June when we got back on the ice. And now in mid-September, I kind of took a week off and it felt good. I felt good yesterday playing. So,
well, I can tell you, I'll give you a little bit of my passion too. So my other passion these days has been scuba diving, and I officially became a dive master over the weekend. So I was kind of excited about that. And I will move on to instructor here in the next 12 months or so.
Awesome. That's exciting. Okay. Well, what we wanted to talk about today is a little bit about the mental side of adult league hockey. So we're going to touch on two things, mental toughness and controlling your emotions. Those are kind of going to kind of be the things that we want to hit on today. And what we mean by mental toughness is the ability to perform consistently in the upper range of your talent and skills, regardless of the circumstances around you. So as an adult league hockey player, we play this as a leisure activity. So our lives aren't built around the next game, the next thing we're doing. So it's going to be a little bit different than a professional is going to do, a professional sports athlete's going to do. So there's a lot of things going on in all of our lives, work, family, finances, health-related events. So how we cope with all of that, plus once we get on the ice, we have maybe bad ice conditions. Maybe it's a 10 o'clock or an 11 o'clock at night game after working all day. You know, maybe you're tired. Maybe you've got a couple of injuries. You know, as an adult league player, where most of us aren't 18 anymore, we're in our 30s and 40s and sometimes 50s, 60s and 70s. So you got to deal with all that stuff. You know, maybe you have some intriguing locker room personalities. Maybe you've got some intriguing on the ice personalities, people who do things that maybe aren't consistent with what you're trying to do on the ice. So I think that's kind of a topic that maybe is important to discuss. And I definitely want to hear kind of Rob's perspective, both as a player and as a coach, and in someone who spends a great deal of his time coaching adults at the Adult Hockey Academy. So, and then secondly, we wanted to talk a little bit about not allowing our emotions to sabotage us or make us or let ineffective emotions push us off the rails when we're trying to build something, especially on the ice. So there is a resource I used for this. It's from a blog post from builtforhockey.com. I will put the link to this information I pulled out of this blog post in the show notes. So again, kind of start with the mental toughness piece. The first question to think about is, how do you react in a given circumstance? Is it positive? Is it negative? You know, do you get dejected? Do you panic? Do you blame performance on outside factors? You know, so the two areas that we want to talk about were the mental toughness in situations you can't control and mental toughness when you're not at your best. So one of the things I'd been talking to Rick and Rob about recently was, my adult league hockey team, we've kind of hit a valley, you know, if not the rock bottom of our performance over the last few weeks. And we've kind of gotten at each other's throats at some points. So, you know, there's things in there that you can control as a team and things you can't control. So I kind of wanted to go through that. And, you know, Rob, what are your thoughts on, you know, as a hockey player, you know, both from a hockey player's perspective and from a coaching perspective, on how do you deal with, how do you stay mentally tough in situations you can't control?
Yeah, I think just off to your first point, you're right. Mentally tough for a youth player, say a competitive 16U junior college player, pro player, is all different than what we deal with as adults. And I agree with your statement 100% that, you know, we all have different things going on in our lives. So, you know, when you, I mean, the quick and easy answer is, you know, at the end of the day, at the end of the night, at the end of your game, life just gets back to normal. Like there's no consequence for losing. There's a little bit of euphoria, I guess, when you win, and a little bit of down when you lose. But at the end of the day, I think keeping things in perspective are very important, that it is just a game. We are just adults playing a kid game. I like that, you know, we're all big kids when we get out there and play. It's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of fun. But what it really comes down to is when you arrive to the rink, it's all about attitude. And you're right, you could be having the worst day, bad day at work, bad day at the family. Maybe you have a kid at home sick and you're leaving the wife to go play. You might feel a little guilty about it. I mean, who knows what it is? There's so much that can go wrong in your day. And for me personally, as a player, whether it was when I was playing competitively or as an adult, I could just throw all that stuff out the window. It was my release. It was just to go out there, play, have a great time, and not have to worry about those things. It was the 60 minutes or 90 minutes, whatever you play, that I could just throw everything out the window and just be in a different world for that amount of time. Because when it's over, you go home. As adult league players, we go home. So whatever was bothering us, maybe the game, and hopefully the game, is taking a little bit of stress off you and maybe allow you to kind of put things back into perspective, because, you know, you do have to go to work the next day. So if you had a bad day on Tuesday and you play Tuesday night and you got to go to work on Wednesday, you got to kind of get back, you got to kind of change your focus a little bit in terms of today's going to be a better day. And if you do let those things affect you when you get to the rink or when you get out there and play, it will, you know, the slightest little thing might tick you off, and you talk about emotional control, which we'll get into a little bit. It's very easy. So I think just having that attitude of getting to the rink, and when you go to the rink, just understand why you're there and why you're doing it. It's just to have a good time. And maybe I do have a different perspective because I did play competitively for a number of years. So for me, going to the rink is just an outlet. It's a 60 minutes of exercise. It's a good way to be around the guys, you know, have a cold beer at the end of the game and just kind of enjoy it. I really enjoy playing. And for some people, and I do see this a lot, that are maybe new to the game, not so much weekend warrior people, but, just players in general who are new to the game and want to get out there. They think they're playing in the NHL, and like this is their form, and some of them, they didn't get the chance to play competitively, and some of them may be taken a little too seriously. So how do you deal with that? It's one of those, again, maybe my perspective is not the best, because I think I can deal with it in a number of ways, that if someone wants to play like that and be a ding dong out there, I have the tools and the ability to deal with it maybe a little bit better than somebody else. It just all depends on, you know, what your goals are when you go to play. I mean, yeah, we all go, no one wants to lose. I understand that, but it happens. Win or lose, the beer tastes the same at the end of the game. And so I think it's just all about having the right attitude when you get to the rink, and just allow yourself to have that fun and just escape for that short amount of time in your day, because it is a really short amount of time, and just enjoy yourself. That would be the biggest thing I would tell anybody, is just enjoy that 60 minutes, because when it's over, you got to go home and you got to get up and you got to get work and you got to get back into your day. And I mean, that's what it really comes down to.
Yeah. And I, you know, the way I've been thinking about it recently is this kind of stuff, the mental side of it, is something I think that players should think about as part of their pre-skate routine. You know, if you kind of, I've noticed if I just go in there and I don't actually think about it, I end up getting off real quickly. It's just my personality. I'll get off that even kilter that I need to be at real quickly. So maybe try and include this into part of your pregame, you know, getting dressed, getting focused, even with your interactions with your teammates, of reminding yourself that, hey, this is going to be fun, and I'm not going to let anything that happens in here throw me off of being who I really am, both as a person and as a player. Because you get into these kind of situations, and sometimes you behave in a way that you wouldn't normally behave in other ways. You know, referees tend to send people off into places they don't normally go, and I've been guilty of that myself on many occasions. But I think if you think about it before you start playing, it might be helpful just to remember, I'm not going to focus on the bad calls. I'm not going to focus on teammates who aren't passing to me. And I'm definitely not going to go into some type of emotional downward spiral because of an adult league hockey game that I've paid, you know, $20-$25 per game to play. I'm just going to go out there and I am going to have fun. I'm going to do my best. And I'm going to try and help the team win the best we can. So, you know, sometimes you just got to shut your mouth and focus on what you can control. And thinking about that, whether it's stuff we've talked about before on this venue, which is working hard, skating hard, battling, being the kind of teammate that you want your teammates to be. So I definitely think it's got to be part of your method when you go into a game to think about it, whether it's while you're tying your skates, you're putting on your shin pads, or you're just sitting on a bench. Just think about what you're there for.
It's the only two things you can control. Is your attitude and your effort. I mean, and I tell these to our kids all the time. I'm sure my dogs are barking. Gracie, it's okay, baby. So if anybody's been watching the playoffs, and I'm sure a lot of our people have, is, you know, the Islanders-Tampa game, it's 1-1. Islanders have played a great game. I thought they were the better team. And then all of a sudden they lose with, 7.8 seconds left. Right. So they played as well as they could have that game and still lost. So my point is, you could do everything right. Right. You play your best game. Your team could have like this great game. And for whatever reason, you still end up losing a close game. And, so the only things you can control are your attitude and your effort. And, the Isles came back the next game and won. So, I mean, obviously they had the right attitude. They had a great effort in both games. One of them, it didn't work out, and that's just going to happen. It's just going to happen. But if you can control those things and like you said, put it into the right frame of mind, I think everything will be okay. There's other factors to consider too. Referees are no different than you as a player. Maybe they had a bad day. Like, you don't know. And they're out there and they're getting paid, but they're no different than you or I. Like they have day jobs, or, who knows what's happening in their days too. And you kind of hope they come in the right frame of mind. So there are all these other factors that can affect games in certain ways. And again, if you just have a right attitude and just control your effort, I think everything can work itself out. But and like you said, if you do let your emotions get the better of you and you kind of act out of character and you kind of have this "I don't give a shit" attitude a little bit, it's and you all of a sudden you take a dumb penalty, like whatever it might be, checking. This guy's been pissing me off all night. I'm just going to throw him into the boards. Well, you're probably going to get a 5 in a game. And then you're going to get suspended for maybe a game or two. That's money out the door. And then you lose that 60 minutes for a couple of weeks to kind of have that outlet. And then And most players I know regret it later. So, I mean, there's always consequences to your actions as well. So I agree with your statement. If you can kind of get, while you're getting dressed, tell the guys you had a crappy day, tell a joke, do something, it's just, kind of get in the right frame of mind when you get out on the ice and just have that right attitude. And the attitude really should be just to work hard and just have a great time in that 60 minutes. That's all it should be. It's all about hockey really should be.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And, I found that when I think about it before I go play, I do better on controlling my emotions and controlling and not focusing on things I can't control. There's just so many things you can't control. But if you feel like you're on the bench and like you are frustrated because of those things you can't control, maybe take a step back and think, you know what? I can't control this, but I can control, just like you said, my attitude, my effort, and go do that. And that kind of leads into the next piece, because if you are emotionally off the charts, you're not in a good spot, you're not going to be at your best playing. So mental toughness is also a part of you being able to overcome not playing your best, whether it's mishandling passes, being in the wrong spot, taking too long of shifts, all that kind of stuff that comes up in a game where you're just not where you think you should be based on your skill level. And some of us think we're better than we are, and that frustrates us. So then now you're off your game. So how do you bounce back from those things? How do you get better? How do you learn from that? And, the blog post recommends performance preparation, which is be prepared for what you're about to do. Believe in your abilities and what you can do. Don't overestimate what you can't do. If you have a bad shift or some turnovers or small mistakes, move past it. Be like a pitcher in baseball. Pitchers or even a batter in baseball, they fail, two-thirds of the time. And fail two-thirds of the time as a baseball player, as a batter, you're probably an all-star. So, the regular guy is failing 3 out of 4 times he steps to the plate. So, baseball is a great, a great analogy for just move past it. Pitchers give up home runs all the time. They just got to move past it. You got to focus on the next pitch. So, focus on the next shift, focus on putting in a hard effort the next time you're out on the ice, focus on moving your feet, focus on catching that pass next time. So, and I know those are things, Rob, that you have to talk about or have had happen over your career, whether as a coach or as a player, and I'm sure with folks at the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy.
Well, the one thing we do tell people at camp is if they're struggling with the skill, is exactly that. Don't let frustration creep in, because if you let it creep in, it's just going to build and build and build, and it's going to ruin your whole session. You kind of do have to put it behind you. In that sense, you got to be mentally tough and just keep work at it. Just keep working at it at camp. In a game, sometimes you just kind of have to laugh it off. So I can tell you, last year playing, we had a pretty good team, and we don't usually lose like this, but we ended up losing the game like 11-3. And for whatever reason, we were all off. And I did something, so there was a 2-on-1 on me, and he was trying to pass it across, and I reached out and I deflected. I got my stick in the passing lane, but deflected it right in my net. I had never done that in my entire life. And, at the end, I just looked up the ceiling of the rink. That might have been the 8th goal they scored or something like that. And I just started laughing. I mean, because there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
And so I just started laughing. I'm like, oh, boy. I mean, we were down, I think, at that point. That might have made it 8-1. And, our whole team was just, we took it in stride, because there's, what are you going to do? Like, I could sit there, I could bang my stick, I could get upset, I can be angry, I can, go after somebody, but what is it going to accomplish? Like, it's not going to help anything. And so sometimes you just have to laugh it off.
Yeah.
And then as a coach, with the team, when your team's struggling, so I'll go back to the Tampa Bay Islanders, the Tampa Bay 8-2 win over the Isles in game one. Like, Barry Trotz didn't go into the room there and rip his guys. You know that. And he went in there and said, hey, look, one game. Well, it's okay. We're going to come out and play better the next game. Let's just put this one behind us, boys. We're going to throw the video in the garbage, and we're going to go next game. So you try to keep it positive. Had that game been a 3-2 game loss, maybe, Barry Trotz says, hey, boys, same attitude, sorry, it's one game. We'll come back. We'll look at the video tomorrow, see where we can improve in areas. So it kind of depends on the scenario and the situation, but you really do try to keep it positive as much as you can as a coach working with the team. Try to build your team up. And no, I'm not saying that there's not times your team needs to be broken down and be built back up. I'm not saying that at all. I think for the most part, though, you try to build your team up, try to stay positive and show areas to your players where you can improve. And I think, you know, back 15, 20 years ago, it was maybe a little different where the coach was going in there and ripping his guys and, you know, the old Scotty Bowman, Herb Brooks type thing. There was always a method to the madness, but I think it's a little bit different today. And you try to build up, you know, build your team's confidence, you know, and just try to improve the areas where you know you need a little bit of work. So, yeah. I mean, that's just three different scenarios.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, but as an adult league player, you just sometimes just got to laugh it off. I mean, it is what it is.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah. And you're right. It is some of those ones where you're just getting killed. It's a lot easier to be lighthearted. It is very frustrating when you've been, you may be even dominating sometimes and you still lose 4-1 and you're like, how did we lose 4-1? And then the blame game starts. So, but you have to be aware that it's coming and then, you know, have to have that mental toughness again to know that, it's just not right. Let's just laugh it off, like you said, and go on to the next game because nobody's getting a new contract out of these adult league hockey games. Nobody's livelihood depends on it, at least the outcome. So. All right. So what I wanted to do next was kind of put the two together and kind of just some ways to think about when your mental toughness and your emotional state are being challenged, how do you react to it? And one of the things that the blog post at Built for Hockey recommends is that you find some type of mental kick, something that will refocus you, something that gets you off the bad and onto the good. And everybody has to figure that out for themselves and they have to recognize when they need to do it, you know, sit on the bench and go, all right, this is what I need to do. Or this is the thing I need to think about, whether it's just move your feet more or make the simple play. Maybe that's what you just need to think about on the bench for a second. That get back to the basics is often probably the right answer for some of this. And then again, I can only control certain things. So those are maybe some things to think about. And then finally, just get to the bench, take a breath, get some water, think maybe about what went wrong a little bit and focus on the positive things you can do on the next shift. And that goes right back to what you hit at the beginning part was just be positive about it. Your attitude is going to, you know, kind of determine how these games go and how much fun you have playing hockey. Cause none of us want to see anybody hate going to the rink and hate playing with their teammates. There's no reason to be there if that's kind of your attitude. So I think all of us need to find some ways at low points in our playing time to figure out how to kick ourselves back into the, this is why I played hockey as an adult.
Yeah. So that could take about 20 minutes to try to figure that one out. But I think self-talk or mental thought, you know, while you're sitting on the bench, you know, maybe you got heavy legs. Maybe, you know, you got to kind of rewire your brain a little bit. And you're right. So things aren't going my way. What are the little things that I can do to help my team be a little bit better? I'm not at my top right now. I'm not at my best. I had a long day at work. My legs are tired. I'm tired. You know, my mind's tired. What can I do to help my game? I think that is a good thing to do. So even on the bench, just kind of go through it mentally, have a little self-talk with yourself and, you know, kind of get through it a little bit. You know, I do agree with you. I think everybody is different in how they handle that. Some will let their emotions get the better of them and they just won't, they'll just let it go. I'm done. I'm like, just screw this. And but I think if you want to stay in the game and sometimes, you know, maybe it is about becoming a better player. I hope everybody does want to improve and become a better player, but it's just, what can I do to make my team better at this point, because I am not at my best. And I mean, that's a simple phrase that you can just ask yourself and maybe get you through, you know, the next period and, or maybe it's shift by shift, this shift. I'm just going to go out. I'm going to I'll make sure I'm making good outlet passes. I want to make sure I'm in the right spot in front of the net. I want to make sure I'm getting underneath sticks. I want to make sure, you know, I'm headmanning the puck when I have the opportunity, not waiting too long. And it's, so, I mean, it changes, you know, I always say in the game, like the game's always changing. It's never the same from shift to shift. So you kind of have to prepare yourself a little bit like that, shift to shift. And if you're struggling, so, you know, for some people, it might just be a period thing. It might be a shift by shift thing. But I think self-talk is a good way of doing it, and just try to help yourself out a little bit to help your team be better.
Yeah. And that, you know, that question you brought up was, you know, just think about what can I do to help my team get better? I definitely think something good to talk about, talk to yourself about when you get on the bench, if you're struggling, especially. So, okay. Well, Rob, I think that kind of wrapped up everything I wanted to talk about. Is there anything else on this topic or set of topics that you wanted to bring up before we kind of close out the episode?
No, I think it's a great topic, and no pun intended, but it is a tough topic. It's something that I don't think a lot of adult players focus on, if I'm being completely honest. Like they get up there and I'm gonna, you know, how am I gonna handle a puck tonight? How, you know, can I do a backwards crossover tonight? We're playing this really good guy tonight, and you know, how am I gonna defend them, or how are we gonna, you know, and they don't really maybe prepare themselves as an individual to go out and play. So I think it's a great topic, and it's something that a lot of adult league players could help themselves a lot just within themselves, that help their teams be better by having the right attitude when they get to the rink and having a good time.
Yeah. And I do think a lot of adult sports players in general don't have the training for how to do this kind of stuff. You just didn't grow up doing it. You know, as if you're somebody who's played at a higher level, who's played, whether it's, you know, juniors in hockey or something equivalent of college or even professional, this is built into the system, is mentally preparing you. And they coach you through that. But if you're 25 years old or 35 years old and you're jumping into a new sport and you never really played many sports before or thought about it, you just kind of come to the event and you play and you don't really think about, well, how do I mentally prepare for it? So I guess for me, that would be a key thing, is for anybody who's playing a sport as an adult, might be a good idea just to actually think about, how do I mentally prepare for a game? That's the starting point. How you go from there, that's up to you. I think there are definitely some good techniques for doing that. And some of these we talked about today, from the Built for Hockey blog post. I'm sure there's 1,000 other posts out there about how to mentally prepare for sporting events. If you don't think about it, then you're definitely not going to do it. And you're probably going to get caught up in all the things we talked about that you can't control. And I think a lot of people do bring their days with them to the ice. Whatever's happened that day or that week, they bring with them to the ice. And it's just a carryover of everything going on. And sometimes those are great things that are happening to you, and you have a great game, and it's just, you know, good times. And then other times it's just bad stuff that you're bringing in, and it kind of bleeds over. So I do definitely think as well, it was a good topic. And for me, it was timely as I've struggled and tried to, you know, refocus myself, recenter for why I'm doing what I'm doing. So.
Well, in the words of the great Yogi Bear, right? 90% of the game is 50% mental or something, whatever that was. I don't know if I have that right or not, but.
Yeah, you're pretty close. 90% of the game is half mental, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I was listening to some other podcast, I think, or reading an article. It wasn't about hockey, but they did talk about sports, you know, that, you know, the mental side, especially as a professional, because, you know, their skills are already there, but, you know, as a professional, like 90% of it is your mental approach to the game and doing the right things inside your head at the right time. So,
well, that's what I'll say too. I'll finish with this though. With all the kids I've ever coached, and even elite athletes and pro, the physical part for them is easy, right? So that's what you're saying. So the physical part for them becomes very easy. Yeah. And it's the mental game where they really got to bear down and focus. And that's, I think that's what separates a lot of really good players. I would even say NHL players to American Hockey League players. And I think that might be a little bit of the separation. Yes. Obviously sometimes skilled too. There's no question about it, but I think for those players that are really on the cusp at the American Hockey League level and trying to get to the National Hockey League level, I think some of it is the mental part of the game that might be holding them back a little bit. So it is a huge part of the game at the elite level. There's no question about it. But again, like we're talking about here, I think as an adult league player, if you just focus, take 15 minutes just to focus on it before you play, and I think it can make your games a lot better.
Thanks, Coach Rob, for joining me today. And we wish everyone the best, and we'll talk to everyone again soon. We hope you enjoyed our episode and are motivated to learn more about how you can improve as an adult hockey player. If you have show ideas, disagree with anything we said, or just want to say hi, please contact us. Simply email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com or leave a message on Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy Facebook page, Twitter, or Instagram sites if that's easier. We love to read responses and listener questions on the air. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may get your podcasts. Share us with a friend or two or three and leave a 5-star Apple Podcast review if you enjoyed the show and want to learn more. Until next time, keep working hard and improving each time you're out on the ice.